Okay. Jeez. Chase Vaughn did not participate in knee. Hold on a second. DeMarcus Ware, he still has that leg bruise. They're working that out. Greg Latta, hip. John Boyette, low back. Shaquille Barrett, ankle. And a guy that left was 39, Lewis Young, with a little groin strain. Obviously, you know, Chris Harris practiced today for the first time, although limited. But it was good to have him back out there. I know he was excited. And I got to give a shout-out to those fans. It was a very hard condition to practice in. I thought our team handled it great. You know, we have to work in the elements. They handled it great. But, you know, people that don't have to be here are fans. Those Bronco fans are tremendous to weather all that for 2.5 hours.
Did you have practiced in the bubble today had you not been committed to come out of the
state? You know, again, it's hard to go with what-ifs. I know it'll be a lot less headaches in the morning making decisions with when we have that facility done.
Connor, were you appreciative to get this kind of work in this kind of weather? You don't get that often.
No, I mean, really, for us, we get thrown out because of the lightning so much here in, you know, in Denver with the when there's rain. So it was nice to kind of finally have some rain without, you know, that dangerous electricity. So it was good. It was good for us in all three phases.
John, do you change anything knowing it's going to rain so I can take advantage of the weather?
No, I think we do enough individual everyday skills that from ball handling to just the passing game, you know, that you're going to have to, you know, be able to execute in those elements. So, you know, nothing like doing it. So it was good to see those guys. I thought we handled it pretty good.
It seemed like the ball was on the turf quite a bit today. Is that something you can kind of reiterate and continue to stress here?
You know, I think, you know, it's all relative. You know what I mean? It's, so I thought all in all, for a first time, I thought we handled it very well. Well, I think, you know, just the guy's mindset. I think it started, you know, from my very first offseason activity in the weight room with Luke Richardson and his guys, and carried on through the OTAs and all the phases of offseason. And they left. You know, they got a break period for 4.5 weeks, and they came back in great shape. And I like the way they've gone about it, you know, almost for the first whole week of camp.
How did the coaches view the kick and punt return competition?
You know, again, about 5 days worth of viewing. So we still have 10 more days before that first preseason game. And then, you know, we've got 4-game situations to look at. So there's plenty of time. There's good guys there competing. And, you know, they'll sort that out as we go and get game reps.
John, officials are coming in this week.
Yeah.
Do you have any feelings on the crackdown on holding?
You know, I think, you know, a lot changes even since the owners' meetings. I mean, they've had plenty of meetings. They've had their offseason. They began their training camp, so it'll be fun to get them in there to visit with the players and show the videos, you know, even not just the rules changes, but even the, you know, the enforcement and how they're going to attack that in the preseason.